Dr. Hi. Rachel Toll, Spicoli and Meg with Sweet 98.5. Let's talk about Wednesday, March 6th at the Astro. It's the Psychology of Serial Killers featuring you, Dr. Rachel Toll. Tell us how you became so intrigued with serial killers.
It's been quite the journey. I think that most of us who are into this kind of thing started very early. And so I would say it actually probably started with my fascination with Michael Myers around age 12. But I would say it even goes as far back as Boo Radley and the Elephant Man. And certain people who, when I was a child, I was trying to distinguish what the difference between a monster boogeyman versus a good person who was good for the community. And so grappling with that was always something that I was profoundly curious about.
Yeah, that's interesting because a lot of us have that curiosity and we're like, okay, is this a movie? Is this real life? Is there a serial killer that stands out among the pack that has your attention anytime you hear their name?
Every time it's Jeffrey Dahmer. It's always been Jeffrey Dahmer. I've studied Jeffrey Dahmer intensely for over 20 years because he is, unlike most serial killers, for multiple reasons, I think that he definitely wouldn't have been a serial killer in the same way that I think Eileen Wuornos wouldn't have been a serial killer. Those two really stand out. But one of the things that makes him so different is that, unlike most serial killers, he didn't like to kill. He saw the killing aspect as a waste.
Oh, wow. I don't think I realized that about him.
No, he did not like. In fact, when he would kill his victims, he first would drug them. And then if he did decide, sometimes he wanted to keep them alive by turning them into zombie dolls by drilling, the holes in his heads. I don't know how much you know about that. But anyway, he really wanted to keep them alive. And so, but when he did strangle them, he'd always have to be drunk and he'd always look away. Whereas most serial killers get a high from seeing the life seep out of somebody's eyes.
Wow. So that is really fascinating. Spicoli and myself both watched the Netflix series. And I guess when I watch that, and as much as I've researched about Dahmer on my own, which is like, it makes me feel some type of way a little bit. I feel like I have to do something happy after I read anything about him. But, it's one of those things where when I was watching it, I do recall all of these things that you just said, but I guess I didn't realize it was because it was painful for him. I guess it was the abandonment thing, I guess, as a child. And I guess that makes a lot of sense. He's like, don't leave me, don't leave me. I remember that being kind of like a common thing of the show, watching that bio series.
Exactly. That's one part of it. Absolutely the abandonment. But the other part that he does have in common with all serial killers is his need to have complete and absolute dominance over somebody. Yeah. So for him, it was he wanted the dominance and he wanted someone who would never leave him. So it was a combination. But every serial killer needs the dominance. That's a huge part. And it starts in infancy.
The Psychology of Serial Killers featuring Dr. Rachel Toll. She's joining us now on Spicoli and Meg Mornings, Wednesday, March 6th at the Astro. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster. So how did you discover that it starts at infancy?
This theory has never been talked about. So what I'm going to be doing on stage is actually revealing this theory of mine before the book comes out, because I'm writing a book and it's looking at basically 9 cumulative factors that make a serial killer. And one of the factors is this time period between 0 and 3, where a baby has to be in tune with its mother or primary caregiver. And what they need to develop during 0 and 3 is a sense of omnipotence. And how they develop that is if they cry and the whole world, which is their mother, responds, they feel empowered. Like, I'm God. I just have to do this little thing and the whole world responds. But if they have a mother who's inconsistent or mothering, which means that she doesn't even allow the child to have room to know what its needs are to ask for them, then the child never develops the sense of omnipotence, which is the foundation for them to develop trust in themselves and in the world. And if they feel disempowered at this time, and then they've got a chaotic child, and you just keep adding the things, it's like their need for dominance comes from a place of never having experienced this level of empowerment within.
Wow.
And so when they finally do kill, they feel like God for the first time in their life, and that's why it becomes an addiction.
That's wild. The Psychology of Serial Killers featuring Dr. Rachel Toll. She's joining us now on Spicoli and Meg Mornings. Let me ask you this. Why do some women fall in love with these convicted killers?
Well, like all of us, we all are wired a certain way. We all come from a certain lineage. My feeling is it has absolutely everything to do with imprinting. I never judge people. Like, if so long as you're not hurting someone, if you want to be with a convicted felon, and if that floats your boat, and if you fall in love with that person, then that's your thing. Because what I've learned as a psychologist working with countless people is that we can do our best to try to change our wiring and who we're attracted to. But if you like bad boys, you know, I mean, what can you do? I mean, I don't know. So it's just an extreme version of that, because it's all on a spectrum, you know? So it's just an extreme version of liking bad boys.
That's absolutely crazy. In your opinion, who were the worst three serial killers of all time?
That's a great question. I mean, Tommy Lynn Settles, he was up there because he murdered a lot of children, and there was a lot of torturing of children on top of males, females. He didn't have any particular type. You know, a lot of serial killers have a specific type.
Yeah.
But if we're talking about the most prominent ones people know, I would put Bundy up there, Gacy up there, just because, you know, but at the same time, I have compassion because I know so much about their childhoods. But at the same time, I have a lot of compassion for the victims and their families.
Yeah.
So it's very tricky. But yeah, I would say that a BTK, you know, and interestingly, they all have very similar histories.
That's true. I was living in Wichita when the BTK killer was running around. It was crazy. I remember that time. I was very little. It was very scary.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You must have been scared, because you could probably feel it was palpable. All those adults around you thinking, oh my God, what's happening here?
Yeah, absolutely.
The Psychology of Serial Killers, featuring Dr. Rachel Toll. She's joining us now on Spicoli and Meg Mornings. What can we expect at one of your shows when you hit the Astro on March 6th?
Well, they can expect to start seeing not only serial killers and the darkest side of humanity through a different lens, but also themselves. They're going to get a sense of really re-examining who they are as a person, because it's not just a journey into the minds of the darkest people of our times, but it's also a journey into your own shadow and really re-examining the parts of you that might have a little bit of a sadistic, you know.
Whoa!
I was not expecting that.
Wow, that's very interesting.
Well, because people have this need to push the monsters of our society really far away from themselves. I'm not like that, but aren't you? I mean,
Man. Let's
just really talk about this here. We all share 99.9% of the same DNA.
Yeah.
That's how close us humans are. So to say, well, and I think that's a big part of the draw, is that this person is so much like me, and yet I'm not doing these things. So what is that? So they're going to get to learn the parts within them that may also have the draw, but then, of course, there is something that stops them. And what is that?
Man, what's a good boost of serotonin after having a conversation like this? Do you ever need to do that?
Yeah, I mean, I always think community, having the people that you care about and connecting with others. What I love about this kind of show is it actually brings together a community of people who are also curious about this stuff, curious about themselves, psychology, wanting to connect. And so I think the beautiful thing would be to, if you come with somebody, you know, go out for tea with them afterwards, or maybe a drink or whatever, but sit with them and have a talk about, you know, things you remember in your own childhood, because we're also talking about bullying.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's interesting. Wow. Well, thank you so much for the time. Dr. Rachel Toll's The Psychology of a Serial Killer, featuring you, who's on our show right now. The show is Wednesday, March 6th at the Astro. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster. Thank you so much for the time this morning. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. It was great to meet you, and I hope you guys come to a show.